The Novo's new FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, morning, everyone. Hey, Ari. How are you going for your Friday?
It's Friday.
It certainly is.
Do you remember that Rebecca... Is it Bank? No, Rebecca Black song?
Of course.
That was horrible. That came into my head yesterday afternoon.
Did it now?
That needs to leave immediately.
So what? How did you get it to leave?
Sort of something else.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty smart.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
God, it was so beautiful, the weather yesterday, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
I felt like I was in a fever dream.
Yeah.
It was just so awesome.
I went for a drive around Spears Point Park.
Just for a drive, just to
yeah,
see it?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Lovely.
Just
lovely.
Did you go by yourself, take the boyfriend?
No, he's working, remember?
I don't know that. He might have taken a... Done a Ferris Bueller.
No, a day off. No, he works too hard. No, I just go everywhere on my own.
Nice.
It's just me time. I like a lot of me time.
Yeah, why not? Do you find like a view spot and stop and admire the beauty with a glass of wine or something?
No, actually, I should have.
Yeah, that's a hot tip
for you. I should have got like a bottle of Prosecco and just sat at the park. Well, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
No,
but, you
no
know.
That feels more hobo-ish than...
Hobo-ish? Excuse you?
Well, if you go with a bottle in a park and a brown paper bag...
Oh, well, no, I'd put it in a cup.
Oh, okay.
You got to put it in a cup.
Yeah, but then you need someone to drive you home.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked either. So, never mind.
Yeah. Let's go with the original plan, hey?
Yeah.
I went out, I just walked the dog and stuff, and all the neighbours are out, everyone's doing their lawns, everyone's got, you know, it was just such a nice atmosphere moving into the afternoon.
I ended up watching Gogglebox last night with Mum. It was nice.
Yeah, cool.
And we watched a Roman documentary
on
SBS.
This is your, I guess, heritage, isn't it?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, I'm pretty ashamed to say that what we watched was about Emperor Nero. Yeah, not a great emperor. All the emperors after him wanted to bury him.
Yeah, wow.
Well, okay. Bury the story of him. Yeah, it was crazy. But
interesting, though.
Amazing archaeological finds. Yeah.
See, you love history and ancient history and all that.
Yeah, I really wanted to, study archaeology, actually, at uni.
There's still time, Ari.
I know. I'm planning on it.
Oh, great.
I'm going to do a postgrad, I think.
What a cool idea.
Mm.
I love to hear that. People out there pursuing their dreams.
Yeah.
Hey, let's crack into the show. You're waking up with the Novos. 5:06. I think today is going to be similar sort of lovely weather. So, you know, get all your outside activities done, lawns mowed, all that sort of thing leading into the weekend.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Oh, Ari, so the Prime Minister was actually in Cessnock.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
what was he doing there?
Doing some just announcements and chat around the election, obviously.
Yep.
Took a tumble, though, off the stage. Fell off the stage.
Oh, hang on a second. I did hear Sky News report this last night. Dad's like, oh, look at this. Why are they showing this?
Well, yeah, I mean...
I just think it's funny. I watched it.
That's the whole point. Mm. It means nothing. He just fell down. But it was a bit funny, of course.
He had a fall.
And it was local, so we have to talk about it.
Yeah, of course. And there's nothing wrong with that. Look, everyone has their clumsy moments.
Oh, and stages. Here's something you learn about stages over time.
What's that?
They're not always in a straight line. Sometimes they have like a... When they've been built in a room, so it's not like a permanent stage in a theatre or something.
Yeah.
Then they put one together. They're just sections that they clip together.
Of course.
And sometimes the back part, it doesn't form a straight line. It has like a dog leg in it, so a bit missing.
Yep.
It looks like he's just fallen straight down one of those bits.
Probably has. Yeah, he wasn't watching or...
Yeah, just didn't see where it didn't go in a straight line. It looks like he just fell off that. Mm. Hard to tell, though. The video only shows the falling bit. It's kind of funny.
Oh, well, look, if you laugh at yourself, that's okay.
And he did, and that's all you can do.
Mm.
But, oh, rough time for it to happen. You know, the cameras are all on you and all that.
Yeah. But you're feeling a little bit embarrassed, aren't you?
Of course.
You'd be,
he'd be in full don't stuff anything up mode.
Yeah,
at
that,
the moment.
And like, I need to look cool.
Or at least, you know, presentable at all times.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's the last thing that makes you look cool is falling down in public.
You know what we can take away from this?
What?
He's human.
That is true.
Yeah.
Relatable in a way.
Absolutely.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
And Bree from your lab and local newsroom is in this morning. Happy Friday, Bree.
Happy Friday, guys. Keen for the weekend?
Oh, very much so.
Oh, yeah, I'm done. I'm packing up my bag. I'm sleeping in. I'm so tired.
There's still a few hours of show left. Come on, Ari.
I'm just so tired. We're all tired. We get up so early, bless us. Oh, no. Anyway.
Self-blessing.
Self-blessing. And you know what? We don't do enough of that in this lifetime of ours.
Oh,
so
really? Interesting.
Why not? Okay, let's jump into our news. Something's come out about HSPA parents. They're contributing quite a bit of money.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Great for the school and great for the parents if they can afford it. So some data's come out this morning which reveals that some Hunter Valley public schools are contributing hundreds of dollars to their children's education. So the parents here are making all these voluntary contributions. Mm-hmm. One in particular was actually the highest of them was the Hunter School of the Performing Arts. Yep. Over at Broadmeadow. Parents apparently are spending almost $2,000 per student.
Wow.
As a voluntary parental contribution. That's big money. If you've got two kids, that's almost $4,000.
I wonder why they're doing this, though. Is it, like, maybe to go towards their performances because they are an art school? Or
and they better get used to that, because if you're in for a life of the arts, you're in for a life of contributions.
Paying, not getting,
pretty much.
Yeah, it is crazy. So we're not 100% sure. You know, the data doesn't 100% say what it goes towards, but it does. You know, you can only assume it goes towards, enriching those school environments and providing, you know, some sort of better facilities for them and probably their performances, like you said.
Maybe some school excursions.
I was going to say, that was kind of my guess there.
Like MJ the Musical is currently on down at Sydney, so maybe they're all going to trips to go see that because those tickets aren't cheap.
Yeah, like things that aren't like government funded, but it's a lot of money still.
Oh, you know,
especially
when
public schools do get government funding anyway, so it's crazy money.
I'd pay for them to go on the train and go see the musicals themselves. It's probably cheaper.
Well, it's probably the same because then you don't have to supervise them because they said go with the teacher.
And you can go on your own. You can go with them.
So I mean, stole an Opal card trip. Let's go.
Opal card trip.
That's a good plan. All right. Well, hopefully they, I guess, sort out why there's so much money being spent because it feels like it's overkill in a way.
Exactly.
Switching gears a bit, some guns have been found at a sporting match. What's happened there?
Not here, though, right?
No.
Thank God.
So, changing gears a bit, going down to Melbourne now. This is some crazy, crazy stuff that's happened overnight. So, at an AFL match between Collingwood and Carlton, police were called to the match at the MCG after two men were there starting to cause problems in the crowd.
Oh, dear.
The officers actually searched the men and they allegedly found two firearms on each of them. So they were arrested. Ooh. They're now in custody. That's scary stuff. You know, you go to an AFL match and people with guns.
Well, that makes no sense. What do you need them for?
Well, great.
Why are you trying to... this is speculation. Sounds totally. Like it may be to incite violence of some kind. Obviously, if you're packing heat, there's a reason.
There's no way to know for sure. Perhaps they were going to go do some clay pigeon shooting afterwards.
They could have well been.
And they thought, you know, oh, I don't want to go home again, you know, and have to pick them up. But that's for the police to sort out.
I'm sure more information will come out within the next day or two about
it. It's going to be a big story for sure. Because this is not what we expect at our sporting matches.
Especially in this country.
That's right.
UFM. The Novos.
Last year, we all fell in love with a beautiful little squishy baby. I'm talking about the hippo, Mudang.
Of course.
She has her own theme song. It's so much fun. Like, listen to that.
I know. Let's just listen for a second and enjoy.
Wait for it, my favourite bit.
It's such a funny little hippo. All the celebs in America, all of Hollywood, fell in love with this little hippo. Pygmy hippo in Thailand, I think, living in a little zoo there.
Yes.
And there was Mudang cam, so you could, like, watch what Mudang was up to at all times of day and night. It was just a phenomenon.
Well,
it still is.
Fast forward to just recently, in recent months, two more baby pygmy hippos have been born and are garnering attention themselves. I'm going to put more of a hippo-shaped spotlight on them.
Yeah.
First and foremost, you've got Move Over, Mudang. you've got Edinburgh Zoo welcomes Haggis, the pygmy hippo.
Oh, so cute.
Called it Haggis.
I know. Well,
why are they all naming them after food?
What's a mudang when it's on your plate?
Oh, mudang. They said like she was, I think it was like something pork.
Oh, but maybe. I did not know that element of this story.
Yeah, a bouncy pork or something like that. Okay, I think that's what it means. Not entirely sure. But yeah, so news spread of Haggis's birth, comparisons to mudang. Yeah.
They're so cute, these pygmy hippos.
No.
So, mudang, I've just looked it up, is bouncy pork or bouncy pig.
There you go.
So, close to food. Well, I guess the shape of a haggis is a little sort of floppy, black, round thing. They are sort of flobbly and,
They are. They're so cute. And then, spotlight has also landed on Virginia with the arrival of Metro Richmond Zoo's newest bundle of joy, female pygmy hippo called Poppy.
Oh, as in puppy, as in dad?
Poppy.
Oh, Poppy.
Yeah.
Oh, so cute.
I was trying to do an American accent. Didn't work.
Yep.
Apparently, though, the zoo launched a poll, an online chance to vote. Over 100,000 votes poured in from more than 160 countries, ultimately then naming the calf Poppy. So it was all through popularity, her. So that was cute.
I thought you said puppy. I was like, that's going to be confusing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go get the puppy. What? We're at a zoo. There's so many dogs. What do we do in this situation?
It looks like bouncy pork, not a fluffy ball.
Oh, why is there mudang in here? I don't get this whole thing. Oh, it's all confusing. I do love, though, that the pygmy hippo, out of nowhere, I feel like 10 years ago, I'd never even heard of one.
No.
It's now one of the most popular animals on the planet.
And so cute.
They are so cute.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday. I don't know about you, but I feel good.
So have you heard of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands?
Absolutely not. No, I have no idea what you just said.
They're this island that's off India.
Oh.
It's like the last uncontacted tribe on the planet.
No way.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go there by Indian law. And it's like strong fines and penalties if you even go near it.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, this person's tried to go over there. And they've been caught, of course, and, yeah, big trouble. They tried to, like, they're saying they're trying to do research.
We'll try to understand these people.
You can't go near them. They're fierce.
They'll hunt you down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so,
geez.
Like, a missionary went over there.
Okay.
In 2018, Vale.
Oh, they died.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're not allowed to go. They're completely uncontacted. It's 100% against the rules. Anyway, this guy, he's tried to go over there. He didn't meet with the tribes, which I think is to his advantage.
Ew.
He left a few things on the beach and then left. And he took apparently took sand samples. Like, he's trying to research the sand.
Okay.
It's sand, mate. Just don't go there. You're not supposed to go there.
It's not worth it.
Well, definitely not. That's when there was the tsunami in the area. They flew like a helicopter over. They all shot arrows at the helicopter. Like, it is fierce and serious. You do not want to go there.
Yeah, wow.
Super interesting. But so that's the last time someone tried to go was that 2018 scenario. And then this guy just in 2025 is the year we're in now.
That's fascinating. Yes. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So anytime they come in the news, I'm always like, what's going on? What's happened here?
Oh, we need to follow that for the rest of our lives.
Definitely. The Andaman and Nicobar Islands off India.
I do like the mystery behind it. It's like, what do they do?
Exactly.
How do they live their life?
All of that, right?
I like the fact that they are fierce. They're just like, nah, don't come near me, mate.
Yeah, we've got our own thing going on over here.
Leave
us alone.
Yeah, don't ruin it. Yeah. You know what? I respect that.
So do I.
Not the killing bit, but I still respect the protection bit.
Yeah. You've got to look after your own, right?
That's exactly right.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
There's been quite a bit of outrage online and amongst a Florida community. Apparently, a new rule at this Wendy's chain store. So Wendy's is like a fast food chain, basically.
I think it's a hamburger place, and it's coming to Australia, or it's already... The first store might be opening soon.
I'm not entirely sure about
that. It's massive over there.
Almost as
big as Macca's.
Yeah, exactly. Well, apparently, a new rule went up. It's basically a handwritten sign. It's asking, or rather demanding, all employees hand over their phones to the managing staff before using the bathroom. So if you need to be like, oh, look, I really need to go for a quick pee or
whatever.
Number one, number two,
during
doesn't matter
shift,
what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to hand in the phone to the manager.
Why do you think that is? Does his manager want to snoop on your phone, is it?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if they did? That is such an invasion of privacy.
I know. That's what I'd be upset about.
Yeah, well, an employee wrote about this and said, I just feel very weird about this rule. I feel like it's an overstep of boundaries on their part. And I get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just think that it's gone a bit too far.
So what's their reasoning behind it? Surely it's to do with employees spending too much time on the phone, like going to the toilet and sitting there for ages.
Yeah, look, I don't know. They haven't actually come out to give a reason as to why.
Yeah.
But your theories would be pretty much like, look, they're spending too much time on their phones. They're using it as like a 10-minute break or something. You know, you're sitting on the bathroom, on the toilet rather, yeah, and you're scrolling and you're just spending too much time there.
Men are bandits for this.
They are.
It's just part of our DNA. What about your boyfriend? Does he is he a long phone user in the bathroom?
I've never noticed him take his phone into the bathroom.
Have you? Because you guys only meet twice a week.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's not a lot of time that we spend together.
Yeah.
So it's not like I would understand whether or not he's, you know, sitting
there
scrolling.
Is he spending much time? You don't know that. So have you ever known him to go in to do that?
Nope. Nope.
Interesting.
I could ask him.
You should.
But I don't know how honest his answer will be.
Well, because before you guys move in together, I feel like that's a crucial piece of information because
possibly
it will help you decide when you rent a place, one toilet or two.
Oh, I'm definitely getting two toilets. Okay, I'll never live with one toilet ever again.
That's a definite no.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, one of the things that is great in life is getting proposed to or doing a proposal.
Now, you've proposed, obviously, in your life.
Yes, I have.
And it worked.
And it worked. Yeah, I was very lucky. Yes. My now wife said yes.
Aww.
Which was just so nice. One of the great moments in my life.
I actually have a question about that.
Sure.
Were you nervous?
It's not really.
Okay.
A little bit always. A little bit always. Okay. You know, just more along the lines of, I don't want to drop the ring down a grate or something like that.
You don't want anything bad to happen, really.
Yeah, or it falls out or something. Or you know, a gust of wind knocks you over mid-kneel. A strong gust of wind. These are the types of things I was maybe nervous about, not the answer.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I'd already locked that thing down.
Well, there you go. There you go.
We'd been in a relationship for a long time at that point.
Yeah, good.
It felt like the answer. I wasn't worried about the answer.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
Excellent. Okay, well, that's a good thing.
How about this, though? Getting proposed to at work, thoughts and feelings. I would be a little bit put off.
Do you think so?
I think so.
I think that that's kind of a romantic gesture in a way. I mean, if, for example, if you didn't like your workplace or the people around you, then maybe that's poor form.
Okay.
But, for example, if it was me, I wouldn't mind it.
Like, Will came in here.
Yeah.
While we're doing the show. All right, well, come on in, Will.
Oh, that's funny. You're hilarious.
Thank you. I work on stuff like that.
No, like, I think it'd be fine if you like who you work with.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. Well, how about this? So, this is one of the many news TV stations that operates in America.
Yeah.
Had this happen. So, imagine this. There's a newsreader. They're reading off the teleprompter, like a little TV that goes through the lines of what you have to do, the story, right?
Every newsreader does this, correct.
And you've done this as a television newsreader in the past, and you just... You get in a zone, wouldn't you, when you're reading it?
Yeah, you're focused because you get your hair and makeup done, you sit in the chair, and all of a sudden you're in the headspace of, okay, I need to be professional and I need to deliver this news as clear and concise as possible. So you are very much in a certain mindset.
You're focused, right? Mm-hmm. No mistakes. Doesn't matter what comes up on that prompter. You're following along, yeah?
Correct, yeah.
How about this? Imagine that the lines are coming up on the prompter and she just keeps reading and this is what happens.
And a big surprise today for one Channel 8 Eyewitness News reporter when her longtime boyfriend showed up to propose to her.
Realization moment.
Yeah.
I love you.
You can hear him. She starts ugly crying on the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't know what to do.
She's looking like,
Bit of embarrassment.
Oh my God.
Nice moment.
Oh my God.
is kneeling.
Raised me pretty good on that one.
Oh. My personal favourite bit right at the end.
You surprised me pretty good on that one.
You surprised me pretty good.
That's very American.
I know, so American. Very cute moment, though.
Honestly, I think that's beautiful.
It was lovely. The station had prepared a cake as well, saying you're engaged. I mean, they took a gamble there.
I reckon, yeah. It could have been awful.
It could have been.
It's like, you're not engaged, yeah, but we'll eat cake still.
That's right. Somebody's out there with the Sharpie. Writing not across the icing.
That's bad.
It wouldn't have been good, but it worked out well for them. What a beautiful moment, though, on television. Okay, hypothetically,
yes.
Back when you were doing TV news, or if you started doing it again, you know, everyone needs a side hustle, I get it.
Of course.
If Will did that, what would your real reaction be?
What are you doing in here? Get out, babe. I'm trying to be professional. Leave.
Damn. The Novos. The Novos. New FM. Get that feel good Friday feeling.
Now, anyone who likes a bit of Robert Irwin in their life, or even if you don't, get this. He's the latest brand ambassador for Bonds, which means a photo shoot in the iconic undies.
And you are excited about this. I can tell by the look on your face.
Oh, yeah. Yummy. He's very attractive. He's got a six pack now.
For a while there.
Yeah.
He was your favourite.
I was, yeah.
And then you went off him.
Oh, I just got a bit bored.
And now it seems you're back on him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's your favourite of the photos? Is it one where he's got the big, like, monitor lizard, the goanna, on him?
Oh, that's a good one, actually, in his green undies. No, actually, I like the one where he's, like, leaning up against a fence and he's got, like, a big black snake around him. It's so cool.
Do you know what? The one where he is holding that snake, holding his snake there.
Yeah.
He's holding it so carefully.
Yeah, he's done well. He looks very natural, though.
He does, doesn't he? Mm. Just in his Bonds undie, snake on display.
Mm.
It's extraordinary.
He's actually just the most impeccably gorgeous thing I've ever seen. And then there's, like, a little video as well. I've sent these to you, Creevo.
That's a squiz.
Oh, yeah. And he's just sitting just in a regular backyard, sitting on a regular chair with a snake around him, a spider on his leg, and a croc in front of him. And he just looks great in those undies.
So,
oh my God.
Are you going to buy some Bonds now?
I am, actually. It's worked. You've got me. You've got me. You've sold me.
Okay,
I'm getting them for Will.
I was going to say, are you going to buy some for your boyfriend?
Yes.
What about
now,
the snake?
Now, I hope he doesn't mind me saying,
but
I think he'd be just as attractive in the Bonds underwear as Robert Irwin.
I don't think he'll mind that. I think he's very...
My man's attractive, people, and I will sing it to the high heavens.
There you go.
Yeah.
Will you get him to hold a goanna, though? That's the question.
Or, you know, it'd be better. I should get him on the farm.
Yeah.
And I could just, like, we'll put the reins on one of his Clydesdale horses.
Yeah.
And
strip
then
him down
strip
to
him
his
down.
Bonds.
Yeah, with his RMs.
Yeah. So the boot
and just holding the reins and standing next to a Clyde.
And will you take photos or just remember the moment?
Oh no, I'm definitely taking those photos.
Right,
they need to be immortalized. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, immortalized.
He will be immortalized.
Yes, the world deserves to see that.
Really,
but I'm not going to do it.
Only for you,
but only for me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow, what a weekend you have planned ahead.
Well done, Bonds. Tap yourself on the back.
You've got Ari hook, line and sinker.
Oh, yeah.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, a list of the top baby names for this year has been released.
Okay,
I was looking. For Australia. I was looking, Esme not on it, which...
Oh.
Good. I think that's good. You don't want a top baby name, do you?
I think Esme is very unique.
It's an unusual, it's a less usual name. It's not, I wouldn't say it's super unusual. There's stranger ones out there.
Well, people used to think my name was strange. And then Ariana Grande came into, you know, the field of
the world.
The public eye, I should say. And yeah, everyone was like, oh, well, your name's not special anymore.
Well, who was first? Who's older, you or Ariana Grande?
Oh, Ariana Grande.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They're both Italian, so it's fine.
Yeah,
it is
fine. It's a great name.
Italian princess name.
It certainly is.
Mm.
Now, there's a lot of... So the top 10 for the boys and the top 10 for the girls. Interesting for the boys, I've noticed, I do know, like, kids with these names.
Can I guess what the top...
Sure.
So, like, two would be for the boys?
Yeah, yeah.
Oliver and
Jetson or something.
Really close. Oliver is number one.
Oh, got it.
It's extraordinary that you've guessed that.
Oliver, please, sir, can I have some more?
Do you think it's based on that?
No.
What do you think?
I don't know what it's based on, to be fair.
What's caused Oliver to be so high up?
I'm not, I have no idea.
Some kind of old school names. In fact, there's none of those whack new age ones on there.
Wow.
I'm going to run through the top 10 really fast.
Please.
And you'll hear it, right? Oliver, Noah, Theodore, Henry, Luca, Leo, Hudson, Charlie, Jack and William.
That's interesting. It's the same that it's been for the past couple of years, I think.
Pretty much. There's not really, like I said, there's none of those sort of strange names.
No.
That were really in vogue, I'd say, in the last, say, 10 years ago. You know, was it Coldplay? The guy from Coldplay, Chris Martin, called his kid Apple. Remember sort of era? There was people were calling their kids apple and celery and carrot and stuff like that.
Very strange.
Very strange. In the girls, it's a bit of a similar story.
You've got your
Charlotte's Amelia, Isla, Olivia. So that Oliver and Olivia
near
the top.
They're very British names.
They are kind of very expected.
Yes.
I think people have gone a bit more conservative on the names in the last few years.
That's a good analysis.
And this is the trend. Not surprising, though. And I honestly thought this would be higher up. In number eight, Matilda.
Oh.
The success of the Matildas and the inspiration that's given, you know, a lot of people as, you know, that is definitely a top-tier name. It comes in at number eight, and I thought it would be higher, to be honest.
I just don't think people want to name their child after a soccer team.
Well, you think that, but it's got to number eight, Ari.
It's like when you pop out a boy and it's just like, oh, what should we name our son? Liverpool?
What about Jet? That's quite a good name, actually.
Yeah.
So there's
Wellington.
Phoenix?
Also, I know a Phoenix.
There you go. See,
weird.
You say that's a crazy idea, but I don't think it is. And obviously, that's why everyone's calling their kids Matilda.
Yes.
Such a success after quite a while of less success. Let's just put it that way.
Baby Wanderer.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I was spending some time with a friend this week, and I noticed that he was actually playing The Sims. The Sims 4. Now,
this is right up your alley. You just got back into The Sims.
I literally did after so many years on hiatus. Anyway, The Sims 4, I didn't realise that it was free to download. So I was like, okay, well, might as well.
Give that a go. Yeah.
So I have been spending a little bit of time on it. Now, I'm not saying bring this up for gaming reasons. I'm bringing it up because my friend was like looking to move his business.
Yeah.
And what that means is he has to do a new shop fit out and change
design.
Yeah, change things with his team and whatever. And that's great. Like a fresh start, I guess.
Yeah.
A fresh look. Now, he was using The Sims to design what the inside of his shop is going to look like, which was brilliant. I sat there with him for like an hour.
Wow.
I was just watching him change the way the shop looked, the fit out, where the chairs went, where the mirrors went, the curtains even, if you will. And I said to him, did you buy that shop or that house on The Sims? And he goes, no, I built it from the ground up, basically, because you can, you know, maneuver walls,
move
stairs.
Move things around.
Yeah. And so he did, like, two different shop fit outs.
Yeah. And
they both looked good, but, like, it inspired me. So I wanted to share this little tip with our listeners, is the fact of you can utilize programs, games, if you will, like The Sims, to, I don't know, if you're renovating, design the inside of your house. If you're, like, you know, creating a business or something, you can do that as well. Or if you just want to be like, look, I think I know what my future house I want to build one day. This is the way I want it to look. And you can present that to, you know, building companies or something like that.
What a great idea.
It's free.
Did he come up with this or did he Google it and find out?
I think he just went, you know what, I need to present a design to my crew. This is how I'm going to do it. This is the best way because, like, the furniture that you use, it's all in different colours. You can change the way, like, there's different styles and whatever, move things around. So it was the easiest way to him for him to present the new design.
What a great idea. Because if you need to get something mocked up even by an architect or something or a designer, very expensive.
Yeah, when you can just do it yourself with a different software.
That's right. And you can buy special software for that sort of thing, but it's expensive usually, like your CADs and stuff or, you know, design-specific programs. I know when we were renovating our house, My wife had bought some software. She was able to do that. But it's... You had to pay a lot of money, and it was quite fiddly to use. So to do it on The Sims for free is kind of genius.
Okay, here's a question. Yes. If you knew about this kind of function of The Sims, would you have used that?
Absolutely. It's for free, and like user-friendly. The other thing, like the software she got, was for the industry. So it was not really designed for just your everyday person.
Okay, you had to learn.
You had to learn a bit about how to use it, that kind of thing. So this sounds like a great idea if you're trying to redesign something or renovate. What a brilliant thought.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name five.
All right, let's see if we can give away some Knights tickets here.
That's right. Up against the Tigers on the 14th.
It's going to be a good game.
Sure.
We've beat them before. We can do it again.
That's right.
This is what we're doing here. The Novo's name five. A quick recap. You've got 10 seconds on the clock. You need to name five things within the category that we provide for you.
Yeah, that's it. And if you can do it within the 10 seconds, the prize is all yours. Two, and they're reserved tickets as well, the nice ones, which is
very
nice.
Good.
Let's meet our contestant. Hailing from Taralba, it's Steve. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. You ready for your weekend? What's happening?
Yeah, no, I hope it's good weather this weekend, mate. But yeah, I'm just keen to go see the Knights and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, well,
fair enough.
You'll have to wait till next weekend for that. But for this weekend, you can enjoy it. It is nice weather, so that's in your favour. Are you a man that likes to go to the beach? What do you get up to?
My son's keen to go see the new Minecraft movie, so I'm pretty sure that's on the cards.
Nice. Okay, a bit of an outing. That's nice.
A little popcorn situation, maybe a drink?
Mate, I like the chop tops, and you bite the chocolate off, then you dip them in the popcorn. That's the best.
What?
Hold the phone.
What do you mean? It's so good.
I've never done that before.
No, I've never heard of this.
Oh, my God. Give it a go. Bottle of chocolate off, then just keep dipping in the chocolate in the popcorn the whole way down.
For that public service announcement, can we just give Steve the prize?
Well, yeah.
No, we can't. Damn it. Okay.
You still
have to win. You still have to win. All right, so you know how the game works. 10 seconds on the clock. You got to get five things from the category Ari gives you, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go.
Okay, this is actually inspired by something we talked about previously.
Yeah, what's that?
With Robert Irwin's new ambassadorship with Bonds.
Okay, let's do it.
Here we go.
10 seconds on the clock.
What is it?
I haven't said it yet. It's all good. Don't freak out.
Here we go.
Ready? Name five types of undergarments. Go.
Undies, bra, negligee, G-string and jockstrap.
That'll do it. Congratulations. well done.
Awesome. You're off to the Knights, bud.
Excellent.
How good is that?
Oh, I love that. Also, very quick.
I know. It was probably...
Bit too quick?
I think it was done in about 4 seconds, which is...
nearly a record.
Do you usually finish your work quickly, Steve? You're a quick finisher?
No, mate, I take my time.
Yeah, you know what? And I admire that. A man who takes his time. Well, congratulations, our latest local winner, Steve from Taralba here at New FM. If you want to be like him and play Name 5, it's back Monday, same time.
Same place.
New FM.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Okay, obviously, like Krivo, you famously say... The weekend starts with a Friday, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah, I
it's
love it.
It's already started in my mind.
Yeah, well, there you go. Early
Pass
knock
me
off
a
for
beer.
You. So, for Friday, what's on tonight? You've got Melodies for Melanoma. This is at Flamingos Live in Lambton from 6 p.m. So,
nice.
This is obviously
raising money,
money, but awareness as well.
Yep.
Twilight Fridays. This is on at Spears Point Park at the Multi Arts Pavilion there from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So, you know, food, social, all that type of thing. Newcastle Food Month has also kicked off for April. So
Fantastic.
There's plenty of things going on every day. Awesome. Saturday, the One Act Play Festival is happening at the Warners Bay Theatre from 1 till 3 p.m. So this is good because there's like lots of local talent. So it's all put on by local directors and whatever on the stage. Then you've got Your Time Starts Now, an evening with Julie Goodwin. This is in Cessnock at the Performing Arts Culture Centre from 6:30 p.m. What's good about this, though, it's part of the Newcastle Writers Festival.
Oh, she's got a few books out along the journey.
Julie Goodwin is the winner of, like, the first season of MasterChef.
Yeah, that's very famous for that.
She's amazing.
She's done a lot of things since then.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting lady.
So,
have a good night.
Yeah, and as part of Newcastle Food Month, you've got the HMC's Multicultural Fiesta. Easter on tomorrow night.
That sounds exotic.
Yeah, Waratah Reserve from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., which is very exciting. So food.
Lots and lots of food from all over the world.
Now, after you've eaten all the food, it's time to get your runners on, because Sunday you've got the New Run Newcastle's Running Festival held at various venues and held until Saturday the 19th of April. So this is very exciting. A festival.
Running. Yeah, you're a big runner.
Yeah.
Are you going to join any of the events or competitions?
No, I have done it twice before. New Run is great, but I think I'll just, you know.
Skip this one?
Yeah, I'd rather be in bed. It's okay. It's all right. And then you've got the Lift the Lid Walk. This is happening at Maitland Park on Sunday from 9 a.m. Now, this is all to support research for mental health.
Great. That's very, very important.
Yeah.
So get out there, support our community, and also try some of the delicious food. Let's not forget that. It's a good weekend for it. The weather looks fantastic, so enjoy our beautiful city this weekend.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
That's right. Now, Ari, coming up next, we've got a question, and that is, can your boss text you while you're on holidays?
Oh, my God. I know exactly where I stand on this.
It came up after a chat yesterday. And, look, we just need your opinions. Have them ready, because it can actually win you an awesome prize. And that is tickets to Mega Creatures. And you can use this for the night safari or the day safari.
This is so much fun.
Mega Creatures and Mega Creatures Night Safari at Hunter Valley Gardens, April 5 to May 4. You can book your tickets now, huntervalleygardens.com.au.
Yep.
Or you can win them with us very soon. Make sure you keep the number ready.
Yeah, that's right. If you like big dinosaurs and big insects, big creatures of all kinds,
get animatronic ready. As well.
They move their heads and they like roar, jaws.
At night. It just looks very exciting, let's put it that way.
Well, they've got them all lit up and everything, so it can be quite menacing.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Ari, yesterday on the show, we heard this story of this person went on holiday and their boss sent them all these messages asking them to help with a big deal that was going on.
Yeah, this person worked in sales or something.
Yeah, they started calling them. They said, why didn't you bring your work laptop?
All of this. Work.
And trying to get them to stop what they were doing, even though they were just on their, just landed from the planes. It was the first day of the holiday. They're on their way to their accommodation. They're like, stop what you're doing. We need to help with this. And they replied, I'm on holiday.
Day one?
I'm with my family. It's day one. Leave me alone, basically.
They can't handle things themselves. What's the company doing?
Well, good question. And it got a discussion going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, that's a really extreme example. All of these, phone calls, where's your laptop, that sort of thing is unacceptable.
Hey, can you just send me through this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but I did say if it was just one question on a text, I thought that was okay.
Yeah, it's just okay,
If it's just a question on text, an SMS, a text is fine.
A very quick, and then you give a quick response, yep.
I think that's all right.
Yes, don't do it multiple times, though, in my opinion.
All right, so this is the discussion or question that threw out there. Is can the boss text you while you're on holiday?
No, I'm strongly against this. It's like, look, you've approved their leave, right? You've got plans in place to accommodate their leaving for a little bit. Work it out, son.
So not even one little message?
Only if it's to be like, hey, do you remember where you put this special file or something like that? Then
so
okay.
So you're flip-flopping. You're not sure here.
No. You just ask one question and one question only, and it better not take up more than a minute of my time.
Okay, so you will allow it, but not too much.
Yeah.
Is that where you stand? Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Sort of in the middle, fence city. Yeah. So I wanted to put this out there. 4967-4105. Is it all right for the boss to text you, asking you questions while you're on holiday? I'm saying a quick question is all right. You seem to be against it, though, Ari. Mm. In Cessnock, hey, Claude, how are you?
Hey, mate, good, thank you.
That's the way. Have you had an experience like this, or what are your thoughts on it?
I haven't had an experience like this because I work for my partner's dad, so if he wants me to work on a holiday, you'll have to deal with her.
Oh,
that's interesting.
See, I would have thought it might go the other way, and it's a family business. You have to pull your weight, all that sort of stuff. But she defends you, does she?
Of course.
Yeah, nice one.
Of course.
Claude's in a good situation by the sounds of it.
All right, let's go to Wall's End. Hey, Liam.
Hello, how are we?
Great. Do you think your boss can text you while you're on holidays? What's your temperature on this?
My thought on this is, depends on what size business you work for. So okay. I've worked for small and large businesses over my lifetime. If you're in a small one, well, you might only have limited staff members. You might only have two or three. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to jump in and close the deal and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you were for a large one, well, no.
Then, yeah, it's an easy one. It's a simple no.
Yeah, that's right. I do understand what Liam's trying to say, though. Like,
you've got to judge the situation case by case.
And is it a big deal? Is there a problem that needs to be fixed right away?
Or is it really can wait for a couple of weeks till you get back from Fiji?
Yeah, open your eyes and have a good look.
That's it. Let's wrap things up in Maryland. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys, and you?
Very good.
Great.
Has this happened to you, or what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are they should not be able to get, you know, for you to come back from holidays, and it has happened to us. My husband was working for a company, and we had to change our holiday dates by 2 weeks because they said there's a project that needs to be done. And then when we did actually go on holiday, we were there about 2 or 3 days, and we got a phone call saying you need to come back today.
Oh, no, that's a stitch up. Come
now,
on.
You said used to work for. Was that the straw that broke the camel's back?
No, unfortunately it wasn't. We couldn't afford to not have the job. But, yeah, very, very long time ago now. So it's about 15 years ago now. So
in the rear vision mirror now, you'd get rid of that company at the first availability, wouldn't you, Sam?
Oh, heck yes.
You summed it up well.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel Good Friday.
I
don't know about you,
but I feel good. I was over at Glendale Supercentre, the shopping centre there, yesterday afternoon, just having a walk around and whatnot. And then I look up and someone walking past me, walking towards me, whatever. I'm like, that person looks very familiar. It was son from the Friend Family off Travel Guides.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the really kind of nice young guy.
Yeah, I know exactly who you mean.
Yeah, with the red hair and stuff.
Well,
I forget
locals.
His name. But yeah, well, that's right. But he was the last person that I would have expected to see at Glendale. Just because, you go and shop in Newcastle, not Macquarie.
I'm not sure what area they live in.
Yeah, me neither. But
do they all live together?
No idea.
They all
Probably.
Travel together. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Do they just live in one big house?
Maybe.
So many mysteries about them. They used to have that restaurant in town too, but it seems that's closed.
Yeah, it's closed now.
So
yeah.
I don't know what they get up to.
Anyway, but yeah, he was just having a stroll himself, just walking past.
Did he give you a wave?
No. He seemed like he was in his own little world, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
In his own head.
He was probably going, what's that Ari from the Nova?
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
He's telling his dad at dinner,
We're both celebrities.
You're not going to believe who I saw at Glendale today.
Oh, my God.
I was in my own world, and there was Ari from the Novos.
Oh, wearing all the gym gear.
It's celebrity meets celebrity.
Oh, my gosh.
What a tale for the ages.
Oh, because I was confused. Shouldn't there be overseas filming? But no, next season.
Film 6 months in advance, right?
Probably. Well, they're not filming at the moment, obviously, but they are. In the upcoming season, they're jetting off to Spain, San Francisco, Thailand, Tahiti, Switzerland, Japan, and New York.
If that job paid well, which I don't know if it does.
I would do it.
It is a great job, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I wanted to be on Getaway when I was younger. I wanted to be the host of Getaway. I wanted to be Katrina Roundtree.
You can't change your name, but you could still be the host of Getaway.
I would love to do that. Hey, if you know anyone, guys, let me know.
Ari's got the telly experience, right?
I do. Yeah, I'm good in front of a camera.
There we go. What a dream. Maybe we could work on that behind the scenes.
Let's do that, yeah.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
So earlier in the week, there's this very dramatic, photos that were released after a Jetstar flight that was flying from Denpasar in Bali to Melbourne was turned around after 2 hours because a passenger just suddenly got up and tried to open the door mid-flight. terrifying, right? Because
why would you do that?
Well, great question, and it seems we might have the answer here.
I was going to say, are they morbidly curious? By morbid, they want to jump out?
Well, it's not just jumping out. If you open
parachuting,
it,
you know?
No, no, if you open it at that height, so they're at cruising altitude, which is about 10,000 metres, roughly, 11,000 metres.
Okay.
And moving very quickly, it's like 600 k's an hour, roughly.
Yep.
This, you can actually get sucked out of the plane because of the negative pressure at that height. So if you open a door, the pressure difference will mean that you can get sucked out. So it's actually terrifying and so dangerous at that height, especially. About 200 passengers were on the flight. Everyone was shaken but unharmed because they weren't actually able to get it out. But the person kept trying, and luckily there was an off-duty police officer on the plane.
Oh, great.
Who was able to help, like, restrain the person. Mm. Now, the big question became, why has this happened?
Yeah.
Why did they suddenly decide the door must be opened?
There's got to be a reason behind
it. Well, yeah, apparently it was all over. This is the story I'm reading this morning has said that it was to do with them not being able to sit in a chair that was able to recline. So they were at, like, near one of the back rows or something. Some seats you can't recline on a plane. They couldn't get a reclining one. They said, can we please have a reclining one? And they were told no. So they just cracked it.
Oh, they had chucked a tantrum.
This is the allegation at this point, right? So it's interesting, one of the, a former contestant from Australian Survivor was on there. And of course, Brooke Jowett, is that name ring a bell? Not really to me. I recognise her face, like when I see her in the picture. She was on the flight. And has said, look, everyone got put up in hotels and stuff, except that lady who Jetstar has very explicitly said we didn't put her up in a hotel.
Interesting.
But then when something like that happens, it's sort of the airline's responsibility to take them straight back to Australia.
Oh.
So they've had to do that, and I'm sure, like, there'll be legal proceedings and all that stuff that will unfold here. But what a terrifying thing to happen.
Well, you off to Bali to relax at these resorts and whatnot, and then all of a sudden some crazy person's like, I'm going to jump out now.
It's worse than that because you're on your way home. See, you're already relaxed.
Oh, right.
And then you have to go back to turn around after 2 hours. So it's 4 hours in the air. You've got another 2 awkward hours in the plane with this person who's done something pretty intense. Be terrifying, really.
Lock him in the bowels.
Well, there could well be.
New FM.
De Novos.
Yesterday during the show, we were talking about ceiling fans and which option is, one, two, or three, which one is the fastest setting, right?
We're a big topical show. We just cover all the big issues.
We talk a lot of smack. It's okay. That's who we are. But we did get a message through our Instagram page as well.
Yes.
He messaged in giving us, like, a full paragraph. I'm talking about probably one, two, three, four. Okay, four paragraphs in one message.
Live on air.
Yeah, literally. Four paragraphs in one message, so it's a long one.
Yeah.
Explaining how one will always be the fastest because of, like, the lowest resistance or the highest whatever.
It's to do with
an explainer.
The technical side of electrical and how it works, basically, to do with resistance.
Yeah, basically, mechanical stuff, right? So this guy sends us this message.
Very long.
Yeah. And then I sent back an answer and I went, hey, just a quick question. Have you used AI to construct this answer with a winky face? Because, like, it was very well written, planned out, sought out, everything. So I'm like, surely this person's got this from the internet, but maybe
it's
AI.
And so quickly as well.
Exactly. Could have just typed it in, bang, and then sent it through to us. And then he's like, no comment. But then he goes, to admit, not going to lie, that's how my partner catches me out. I usually send a blank, short message. Anything over 3 sentences, she catches me out for using AI, ChatGPT, to text his own partner. Like, what are you doing?
Surely you can just reply with your own real feelings and thoughts, yeah?
Yeah,
you don't have to always find all the evidence from the internet to prove them wrong.
There are people that do this. Just like with regular friend, partner, whatever. Even your boss, whatever, you're texting them. You're using the AI system to message back, like, to construct answers for
you? It seems weirdly
dystopian, doesn't it?
Yes, but they're going to know straight away that it's not you because you're speaking too formally.
And too well-structured.
Yeah.
The grammar's too good for a text message. You know they're going to catch you out. So if you're going to do it, at least edit it to make a few mistakes here and there.
Damn!
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
We were having a very interesting grown-up chat just then, Krivo. You were telling me about how kettles chew up a lot of power because of the heating element in them. Oh, my God. Who am I? How old am I? I'm 27. I'm talking about kettles.
I don't even know how that started.
Neither do I. We're talking about fans.
We talk about everything behind the scenes because...
You would be amazed what we talk about.
On the air, we've got a few...
Bits and bobs.
Maybe 10 minutes an hour.
Yeah.
That means there's 50 minutes an hour. You and I are just gas bagging in the background. And honestly, it's my favourite part of the day.
It actually is.
We just talk about absolutely everything.
Godswallop. Yeah. And hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it actually formed a revelation in my mind, Krivo. So you've helped me understand something. So you know how what I was just saying, how the kettles chew the power and stuff like that, uses a lot of energy. I've just realised why our power bills keep going up. Because Mum has 15 cups of tea a day, plus the 5 at night.
Oh, my God.
So 20 cups of tea. She's boiling the jug more than 20 times a day. Heating element, lots of energy, power bills.
That's so true. You should blame your mum.
1 + 1 = mother.
You've done the math.
Mum, I'm calling you out, sister.
You can have the lights on as long as you want.
I can. I'm going to leave them on for an extra hour today.
It's not the issue. It's your mum and her chamomile.
No, it's only Lipton's black tea.
Oh, really?
With a dash of milk.
She must be caffeinated through the teeth.
No, she's not caffeinated. She's tired.
20 cups of tea a day?
I think the tea's a bit of a deterrent.
Maybe she's gone too far and she's so over-caffeinated, does nothing to her now.
She just crashes hard.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Well, there you go. You're welcome, Dad. I've done the math for you.
Sorted it out.
Yeah.
I'm glad we fixed that.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I'd never heard of this, but apparently it's a thing. Mm. You can get a dog lie detector collar.
Oh, I saw this yesterday. How fun.
Yeah, that's right. So it's created by... like a dog food company, and they're trying to get your dog to see if it's lying, essentially, to see if it needs more food. So there's ways it can do that. It can, because dogs always go, "Oh, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten enough. I need more food."
Yeah, of course.
If the dog has burnt more calories, like it tells you, and you can give it more food. So it can tell if it's lying about how hungry it is.
Oh, this would be good for my sister-in-law's dog. It's a stubborn old thing. It's like, you need to eat, Princeton. You haven't eaten in 2 days, mate.
See, that'd be perfect in that scenario.
Yeah.
But usually it's the other way. Usually dogs haven't have had enough to eat, but they tell you with their eyes, "I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten in 500 years. Please give me food.
Please, sir, can I have some more kibble? But instead of kibble, can you give me that, you know, overcooked bacon in your hand?"
That's right, that you're crunching away on, because that looks delicious.
Bacon for some bacon.
That's it. Yeah. You've got it. You've understood it. Sometimes dogs, when they look at you, though, they look guilty. You know they've done something wrong. This is another thing that happens, and you can tell that a dog has lied to you in a way.
Yes.
Molly the Whippet, when she looks guilty, she'll disappear from you, like from your sight. So if I get home, usually she'll greet me at the front gate. "Oh, hello, hello," all that sort of stuff.
He's home.
Wagging her little tail, so happy to see me. I'll give her a pat, all that sort of thing. Mm. If I get home, no sign of Molly. I'll go, interesting. Okay, what's going on? Maybe she didn't hear the gate latch or something. That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. If I open the door then of the house and she just goes straight past me and outside into the garden.
Oh.
I know something is wrong.
She knows she's done wrong.
I know she's done something wrong. Instantly, I'll go, "Oh, she knocked the bin over or something. She gotten into, you know, some food she wasn't supposed to.
Stolen socks.
She's always stealing socks. Knocked something off the counter, that kind of thing." It's her guilty sign. A lot of dogs have a guilty, or other pets have got a guilty sign.
Mm.
Here's what I want to do. 4967-4105. What does your dog do when it's guilty? Is there a sign? Is there a way you can tell it's guilty? What was the scenario, the dog or the pet crime, if you will, and how guilty did they look?
My brother has a dog, the GSP Murphy. Now, he is just delightful. Never does harm by anyone.
Okay.
But he is tragically clumsy, right?
Yeah.
So if he's damaged something and he knows it, he'll, like, immediately kind of stop and, like, go to lay down and put his head on the ground and slightly look up at you like, I'm sorry.
Like, he gives you a little apology type scenario.
Yes, with his eyes.
You know he's guilty by his lay down command move.
Yes.
Yeah. He just jumps down to lay down position.
Yeah.
This is the sort of thing we're after. What crime did the dog do and how did you know they were guilty? If you've got a great story, 4967 4105. Let's go to Argentina. Tiff, what's your story?
Well, every time my dog seems to do something that's in trouble, every time it comes up and wants to be patted.
Oh, so it's sort of the opposite of my dog. It'll come straight up to you. You go, what's going on here?
Yep, and it licks its chops like it's eaten nothing, and it just rules the place and just sits there like, pat me, scratch my butt. I did not do that, but I did do it.
And you know straight away. What's the last pet crime that your dog committed, Tiffany?
Ate my shoe.
Your shoe?
Oh, hell no.
Were they good ones too, the Louis Vuittons?
No Louis Vuittons around here, mate.
Oh, right. I'm just checking.
But they were my shoes that finally fitted my fat foot.
Okay.
Tiff.
Sometimes.
It is hard to find shoes that fit.
I know, especially when you find comfy ones. Oh, what a nightmare.
That, you know, aren't as restrictive on a fat foot.
Yep, so true.
Okay, Aaron in Madawi, good morning. What does your dog do when it's guilty?
G'day, guys. Golden Retriever Minnie, she will run up to the kids' cubby house, poke her head out the window, and, you know, that little guilty wag of the tail, but won't sort of bring that head back out and face you.
It's it's like a little hidey hole that she goes to. Like, I could see you, but maybe you can't see me, that sort of thing. Hilarious. I love Minnie as a name for a large dog as well, a golden retriever. I love that sort of stuff.
That's so cute.
I know. Let's go to Lauren next.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
Very good.
Great.
What's your pet do when it's guilty?
Sure. So we've got a little rescue dog. She's a staffy half-cross red cattle dog. And she goes under the house and will lick her front paw until sometimes it gets a sore on it. So she gives herself away so easily when she's done something wrong because her anxiety kicks in.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, she's a sweetie, but she comes with a little bit of baggage.
Yeah.
Oh, don't the best ones.
I know, the rescue dogs, but then you go, right, what have you done?
I'm going to find out.
Mm-hmm. I will find out.
Mm-hmm. Wrapping it up in Kersley. Hey, Tegan, what does your dog do that makes it guilty? Tegan, you there?
Tegan is gone. Okay, well, we do have to give away a prize before we finish.
Yeah, of course.
And I think Lauren's poor little dog with the bit sore of baggage and the sore that you guys can go off to Mega Creatures. This is so great. HuntervalleyGardens.com.au, HVG.com.au rather. If you want to grab yourself these tickets, the Mega Creatures is fantastic day or the night safari, right?
Yeah.
So go and see that. It starts tomorrow, so fantastic.
Ooh, be terrified and amazed all at the same time.
Exactly. Have a lovely day, everyone. We'll see you on Monday.
Oh, my God, it's the weekend. Yes,
it's
have a
here.
Great day.
See you, guys.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.